This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Conservation Federation Missouri has a mission to ensure conservation of Missouri's wildlife and natural resources and preservation of our state's rich outdoor heritage through advocacy, education, and partnerships. And joining us to talk about some of their exciting programs is Tyler Schwartz, who is the executive director and editor with Conservation Federation Missouri. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You're not a government agency, so explain for our listeners who and what Conservation Federation Missouri is all about.
So we're a nonprofit organization that was founded back in 1935, almost 86 years ago, and we were certainly pleased to be the citizens' voice for Missouri outdoors. So citizens came together when there weren't deer and turkey across the landscape, had been overharvested, and they came together and said, we have to do something. And they formed our organization. And then the next year after that, the Conservation Commission was formed, what we know as the Missouri Department of Conservation today. So we're a citizens-based organization that focuses, like you said, on the advocacy, education, and partnerships across Missouri's hunting and outdoor heritage.
In your mission statement, you talk about partnerships. Do you work with state agencies? Do you work with Missouri Department of Conservation?
Absolutely. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources, our state and federal agencies, as well as local entities. And we have so many organizations that we help communicate to, the hiking, biking, camping, hunting, fishing groups across Missouri. So partnerships is what we are. That's our true core. And we get out and try and spread the mission to so many people and share all the great things that Missouri has to offer.
So do you take concerns? Do you kind of gather from the public concerns, ideas as such, kind of packages it all into one, and then you talk to those departments? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, we have a resolution process that we pass each year. We're a member-based organization. So, you know, $35 a year becomes a member of CFM. And so we're always looking to grow our membership, and we bring everybody together at our annual convention. We pass our resolutions. We have things that we call resource advisory committees in 10 different areas of interest for all the hiking, biking, hunting, fur bears, trapping groups that are out there, prairies, environmental issues and stuff. And so we bring those members together and have great discussions and move those resolutions or those things forward to help make sure our voice is heard across Missouri.
Joining us on Show Me Today is Tyler Schwartz, Executive Director and Editor with Conservation Federation Missouri. And we're going to talk about the youth season that's coming up this weekend. But I noticed this on your website, confedmo.org, that it's really big, important for you guys, this field to table, deer hunters feeding the hungry with Share the Harvest. Can you talk a little bit about that too?
Certainly. We're excited. Youth season is coming up this weekend. It will be on Saturday and Sunday, October 30th and October 31st. So great opportunity for youth to get out in the outdoors with an adult and spend some time just having fun in a deer stand and seeing what it's all about harvesting a deer and possibly sharing it through the Share the Harvest program that you mentioned.
How do you guys, a few years back, I took up hunting for the first time, went through the course, and it was difficult and a little unnerving at first, but I had great people that were willing to help me and show me. So if there's parents out there or grandparents that maybe never hunted themselves and they want to learn, but they have a kid or a grandchild that has had the interest in it, how can they go about learning and taking first steps? And it probably won't happen this weekend, but I'm just curious how they get started, because I think getting over that hump and that doubt is probably the biggest hurdle.
You're right. I agree that it can be, a little nerving at first, but there's tons of great resources out there. Our Missouri Department of Conservation does such a wonderful job of putting out information to get kids involved and steps to go through what you need, what the rules and the regulations are. And there's also other nonprofit organizations that are focused on getting kids outdoors and hunter certification out there too. And so there's lots of tools. You can either go to our website, confedmo.org, or also MDC's, which is mdc.mo.gov, and great resources at your disposal to use and to get you outdoors. And, you know, when you want to start looking at doing stuff like this, you don't have to overthink it, you know? And so But getting with conservation professionals is definitely the best key that'll, you know, take the nerves out of getting outside, because there's a lot of us, you know, when we try new things, it's so cool when it works in our favor.
We're joined by Tyler Schwartz, Executive Director and Editor with Conservation Federation Missouri. All right, this has been a tongue tie for me. I've been practicing this. So tell me about the Buddy Pack Snack Stick Venison Program. Did I get that right? I think I nailed it.
You did. No, that's great. That's great. And it is a great program, Bill. It's just, certainly the Buddy Pack program is a great opportunity to provide venison for Missouri's hungry youth. You know, when we looked at this initially, we started out and we saw that the law said frozen and stable. And so to get the shelf stable venison, we had to have the law state frozen or shelf stable. And so we took to the General Assembly and we got that passed during the 2020 legislative session, overwhelming support there. And so it was great that our Senate and House of Representatives and then the governor signed the bill into law. So it's really a unique opportunity to provide shelf stable meat to all of our youth. And to get this done, we had to have work with so many partners, the Missouri Food Banks, Feeding Missouri, and our Missouri Department of Conservation partners. And we came together and we said, how are we going to get this done? And so, you know, getting the law changed, working through logistics to get the meat spread across the state was just really a true partnership. And our private donors, our processors that are all involved, it was just a great way to help feed hungry kids in Missouri. Show me
today. Thanks for joining us on Show Me Today. I'm Bill Pollack. Tyler Schwartz, who is the Executive Director and Editor with Conservation Federation Missouri, talking about the youth hunting season and buddy sticks. Do you have any numbers in terms of how many buddy sticks or how much meat has been processed through this program?
Last year in our trial year, you know, we said, all right, how many deer can we do? And so it was kind of a trial and error year, but we were able to get almost 10,000 sticks. And so we're trying to increase on that this coming year. And the food banks said, how many do you want? And they said, as many as you can get, you know. So there's logistically, you know, things and challenges that we're having to overcome, but we're going to increase this year and see where it goes, because the support is just overwhelming from the hunters, the processors, donators, you know, that help, because these added expense on all of this. So we're certainly encouraged moving forward, you know, taking little steps each year.
Well, Tyler, 10,000 seems like a lot to me. That's a great first year.
It was. It was a really neat year. And the food banks, again, helped us get them spread out across the state to the hungry children. And it's just a win-win-win for Missouri hunters and our youth.
So, Tyler, this season, if someone harvests a deer, how do they go about donating it if they wish to help out?
Great question. So you can go to the Missouri Department of Conservation. You can either find it in their hunting regulations information booklet or go online, and there's an approved list of processors, and all or portion of your deer can be donated. So you don't have to necessarily donate the whole thing, but dropping it off at the approved processors, and that's it. They'll take care of the rest. The processors will grind the meat. They'll work with the conservation agent to get it distributed in the local communities. I think that's such a big thing, because that meat stays in the local communities where it's donated.
Tyler Schwartz is joining us on Show Me Today, the Executive Director and Editor with Conservation Federation Missouri. You also have a magazine. Where can people find that?
We are publishing 10,000 copies of that, and that's our member-based organization. So we're every member gets that bi-monthly, and so we do 6 episodes a year. Or you can go to our website, confedmo.org/magazine, to read. And we have a 68-page magazine that we touch on state and federal issues and advocacy issues and getting kids outdoors, the things we're just talking about. So it's a great resource for people to have good stories too about the hunting and fishing, and, you know, just a true testament of the support that we get from our partners. We're the only magazine that Johnny Morris puts in his Bass Pro Shop store in Missouri. And so it's the only other thing other than their catalogs that gets put out. And so there's free issues of that as well in every Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's store in Missouri.
Wow, that's outstanding. And then are you always interested in taking on new members?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's my shameless plug for $35 a year. We really do need the support of becoming our members, because we are the voice for Missouri outdoors. And we certainly appreciate all the support that we get. And, you know, we have to go out fundraising and hold dinners and banquets and things across the state to help raise money for us to do the advocacy work in the Capitol and to do all the different great programs, the, you know, the Share the Harvest that we do. We have a Conservation Leadership Corps, and that's for high school and college age students that love the outdoors and want to get involved. We have some leadership training and skills, and they get to do some great things outdoors and outside. So that's our Conservation Leadership Corps program too, that we also do. So a lot of great stuff that we're doing, and it takes dollars to push those efforts forward.
Yeah. And you are doing great stuff. And with this youth weekend, it's so important because that's the future of conservation in Missouri. And if you can work with these kids and get them involved early, they'll be with you for a lifetime.
That's right. You know, last year alone, there was almost 20,000 deer harvested in the early and late youth seasons, because the early youth season, which kind of runs around the end of October, early November, last year there was over 15,000 deer harvested. And then there's another youth opportunity, which is kind of towards the end of November after Thanksgiving, and there was almost 4,000 deer harvested at that. So it's just a great time, you know, and it's not that cold yet for the year. The deer are up on their feet and moving. You know, this is these next 2 weeks are my favorite time of the year to be in the woods. You got the fall colors changing and stuff, and you'll you sit long enough, you're hopefully going to see it, have a deer come by and get an opportunity to harvest an animal.
Conservation Federation Missouri doing some great stuff. Confedmo.org is the website. Tyler Schwartz, our guest, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for all you guys do and helping spread our word.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.